Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's too good for me to even try to explain.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's a beautiful woman.
It's a
majestic diamond.
And James Strebel.
Rodney Rice. Rodney Rice. Rodney Rice. Oh! Whoops.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He's a dude, Andy. He is a dude. And I cannot wait until he busts L. Ellis or Jared Witter, whatever, whoever they want to run out there. Whatever low-level guys that they throw out there.
By the way.
I cannot wait. Can't wait.
Hello, ladies.
There it is.
There
get it
is.
Out of the way right now.
Yeah.
Triple's got his new Metallica shirt.
Yeah.
He's got his new Metallica shirt. He's got a big, nice haircut. Look at you.
Yeah, well, I put
You're styled up. That hair is unbelievable.
Thank you. That's my guy, Rob.
That's an unbelievable haircut.
Thank you. Beyond vision.
Anyway, hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
You know.
Jack, are you tired already? It's 3:02.
Football Friday.
I feel, to hell with your football Friday. I feel tired, and yeah. I don't know why.
It's been new.
Yeah. It was just going to be just a bunch of BS about, is Sam Hartman better than Malik Cunningham? How much is Kentucky going to lose by? Because I was going to pick him to lose by 3 touchdowns today.
Whoa!
To get you all fired
up.
To get you all fired up on a football Friday. And now I'm sitting here staring at a damn NCAA document yet again.
Another one.
On a Friday.
I had 15 pages. I had a little afternoon homework.
And just think, if this would have been about UK football, we would have found out that U of L had this 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Yes,
oh,
right.
What's going on? It's The Take.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you for the next 3 hours. Strebel's here. Grossman's here. And it is The Take. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. We will still in some way here mix in the mixtape. We'll have Lee Sterling coming up at about 420 or so today. We will talk a little bit of football. We'll weave it in and out of the conversation. Louisville and Wake Forest, a very winnable game. Kentucky and Florida, both games that we've talked all week about. I'm sure Satterfield is happy
that this came out. Yeah.
So, I didn't know. You know I'm not a source guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe sometime this morning, different rumors. Hey, an amendment to the notice of allegations coming out today. I didn't know for a couple hours if that was true. It was true. And then at like 11, you know, about 11:30, I found out, okay, it's coming out here at noon.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, Bobby V on the air, the first reaction, the only local reaction to it was right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. So we can jump into it. Here is what I want to do. I want to set it up. And I know, and talking to Louisville fans all day, I know that this is eating your vegetables. Is listening to this, but I believe, listen, and we'll talk football as we go today. We'll have sound, we'll have the mixtape and everything else.
Yeah.
But I do believe that the news from today is a very common sense story. It is a bigger deal, and I'm not going to make it a massive deal, but it is a sizable deal today. Okay, in some of the things the NCAA did, the Committee of Infractions, and you know, and we'll talk about the IARP. But just on its face value, the amendment to the notice of allegations to include the stuff that Dino Gaudio, that Chris Mack essentially admitted to on that recording, we knew it was going to happen. And I would imagine with the evidence right there, it did not take them very long. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let me just read this to you, and then we'll move on. Okay?
Sure.
The CCU alleges that from June 18th through the 2021 season, members of the institution's men's basketball staff violated NCAA bylaws by producing and showing, playing, or providing personalized recruiting videos and recruiting aids to prospective men's basketball student-athletes containing the names, pictures, and or likeness of the prospective men's basketball student-athletes. In addition, members of the institution, you know, I'm not even going to finish this. We understand.
Those
are the videos.
Yeah.
This allegation serves as part of the basis for the head coach responsibility violation in allegation number seven. Here is that allegation number seven. They allege from June 18th through the 2021 season, Chris Mack, the current head men's basketball coach, is presumed responsible for the violations detailed in allegations 5 and 6. And again, that is the recruiting videos, and that is staff members in the practices. And this is going back now to the beginning of the Chris Mack era.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not going back to last year, and those are the two things that we have talked about that we knew would be added to this. Now, you guys give me a second, okay?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Because I got to give you the vegetables.
Absolutely.
Because this stuff matters.
Absolutely.
And it matters because this is the future of Chris Mack at U of L, and it's part of the future of what they're going to do with him if he is going to be the head coach. Louisville basketball can rid themselves of Chris Mack if these end up sticking as level two violations. Now, let me go through this. Here is why I find it to be good to be educated and dialed in on this stuff. Okay? I know I will be viewed as a hater, and that's fine, but we have followed these stories for years. Let me start here. The notion that today was nothing. The notion that today added no new or very little information to the story of Louisville, the NCAA, and the IARP is not true. We talked about when the Dino Gaudio stuff came out, we talked about how, damn, hope these aren't level two violations. You guys remember that, do you not? That was the basis of the conversation. The entire basis of the conversation was, these are petty things, this is level two, it's not even that. And we had the conversation, not knowing how long that it was going to take, about if these were level two violations. We know what is in Chris Mack's contract. It comes out today, that's what they want these to be, level two violations. Multiple level two violations. So we know that is new information. Is it going to end up being that way? I don't know. But this is what they're thinking. The other thing, they're lumping these items together. That is new and that is important. It is vital information. Why is it vital information, Andy? Thank you for asking. I'll tell you. Because you are showing, if you're U of L, hey, bad bleep happened, but you know what? We cleaned it up. You know that's their greatest debate. What has been the thing that Louisville fan after Louisville fan, and rightfully so, the thing that I agree with Cardinal fans the most is that. It's that. It's you cleaned up. The president's gone. The AD's gone. The coach is gone. The coaching staff blown out. I mean, they replaced everybody. That is one of your strongest arguments. We are now straight and narrow. We weren't. We know we're going to have to atone for those sins, but now we are sinless.
Coach is gone.
Thank you. He's trying to. You know what? That was a risky drop.
It was.
That's a risky drop by Jack Grossman. You know what? You grew a sack that Dokic would be proud of.
Oh, yeah,
you need to be Dokic's new producer on Outkick the Coverage. I want to put you up for that job,
oh,
Jackie boy.
Yeah, you're going to set him up for the new one?
Because you have – he's sack up. You're the sack up today.
Yeah.
You won the sack up.
Andy's okay? On a roll. That dropped. I was like, he's either going to get really
mad. Coach is gone. There's one or two ways he's going to go, but we're going to try it.
Coach is gone. But
Coach
you guys
is gone.
You guys understand that. It's the lumping together of this is now added on to everything that we're talking about. So when we're talking about what went on, I mean, however many bleeping years ago, 3 years ago, I said today with Bobby V, Brian Bowen's going to be, you know, 6 years. He's going to be a 6-year vet in Lithuania by the time we figure this out. But now it's added on. Now it's. We changed everything. Oh, yeah, but what about this? What about this that happened for a multiple of years? What about this whole sticky situation? Those are new things that are added today that have been confirmed or we found out. And Chris Mack is named in here.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Mack, his name is all over here. I don't know what to tell you other than that. You can go download. I mean, Chris Mack right here. It is a head coach's responsibility that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That he is presumed responsible for the violations detailed, and that's it. And we have been down that road, whether you directed it or you didn't know. It goes back to the Rick Pitino. He was cornered. Whether you knew it was going on and you didn't do anything, or you didn't know it was going on and you're that blind to what is going on. And so it's very similar. Those are new things. And on top of it, a little bit of it tells you, I mean, to me, it shows you the X are that they want blood. I mean, we can get to that. So that is one thing. The second thing, number two, to me, by lumping these things together, it creates a bigger hammer for the NCAA. It adds something else to it. Number three, Chris Mack. Chris Mack here is one of, I mean, it's obviously the most interesting part is him. And here's the biggest issue. We don't totally know. So what do we know? What do we know right now? We know when all of this happened, I believe the rumors to be to some extent true that there are people in high positions that did not want Chris Mack to continue to be the head coach at U of L. And by the way, if that isn't true, it's such a folklore now that is now the assumed truth. But I believe it to some extent, okay, to be true. We've all heard the rumors that this was Neely. This was the president's office. This is not what Vince Tyree wanted. So Chris Mack, so we don't truly know about all of this stuff. But what we do know is back when this happened, when we didn't know that they were going at you for level 2 violations, that they were going to name Chris Mack and lump all of this in, we knew that there was some sort of a disagreement on how to punish Chris Mack over all of this anyway, that he got 6 games in what is one of the make or break seasons for Louisville basketball and for Chris Mack. I mean, we understand that. That's not media. That's the way it is.
Yeah, that's not
with
hyperbole.
Chris Mack. That's not hyperbole. That's the way it is. And all of this is silly in a vacuum. But when Chris Mack, he signed up for this gig, when you sign up to take over, now this is not U of L, a bad team, you sign up to take over the New York Jets, okay? Well, you know, there's a chance. The New York Knicks, you know, I go down the New
list.
York Giants. I can give you just about anybody.
So any team from New York that's not the Yankees.
Yes, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
You know, for many years it was
absolutely
that way. You good, great, grand, wonderful, try to take over that franchise. Vanderbilt football is probably the best local example.
Yeah.
Sure, take over that franchise. Think you're going to turn that into something. You ain't going to be able to do that. And that's what you sign up for. You sign up for a rebuild. You sign up for that. Like, coaches sign up for different things. Sometimes it's just carrying on a winning tradition. Chris Mack signed up to be squeaky clean. That's what he signed up for.
Yep.
That's why he's making over $4 million. I mean, again, this stuff, petty, silly, in a vacuum. If Mike Woodson, might be unfamiliar with something rule-wise with the NCAA and got hit with some level two violation, it wouldn't be a big deal. It would be something we would keep an eye on, but we wouldn't be doing show after show with it, right?
I mean,
I mean, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong with
First
that.
First time offender.
I'm just, I'm trying to think of someone. And Mike Woodson for some
popped
reason.
Popped in your head,
Popped in my head. Not that
goatee.
My man Mike Woodson and that beautiful goatee are ever, are ever going to do that. He's not losing his job. They're not going to run him out of town, okay? Especially if they like him. They like Chris Mack. But that's not what he signed up for. Mm-hmm. He signed up and agreed to something that was totally different.
This ain't the same situation.
That was partaking the Louisville job. I mean, at that moment to get paid, I would imagine, in return, I mean, he got paid a lot more. Louisville did not go cheap basketball coach-wise when they hired a coach. They did football.
But not basketball.
But they did not basketball. No. They did not basketball. And so there were perks with that. There was more money. There was if you lose a tournament, there's years added. I mean, you know, it's a deal that you had to hammer out. But that's not what he signed up for. And so I don't know what happens there. I don't know. And the biggest issue is I don't know what everyone's thinking. We can only go back to what they initially thought, and that is we need to suspend him 6 games, and that's before you knew the NCAA is like, yo, bro, these are level twos. Mac's in here, and we're lumping everything together now, which nukes part of your argument, and your greatest argument to the IARP would be we've cleaned things up. As for number 4, 437-9680, by the way, it's the Take on ESPN 680-1057. Bear with me. Just a few more vegetables. We're done. Timeline-wise, and I heard Bobby V and Mike Pratt talk about this. Every single one of my buddies who's a Louisville fan talks about this.
Yeah.
Okay? So I guess I'm attacking everybody all at once. I'm kidding.
Just going at everybody.
The timeline on here, people are complaining about the timeline on all of this. And they're right and they're wrong. Mm-hmm. They're right, Strebel, because the timeline itself has been ridiculous. And then to add to the level of ridiculousness has been the ineffectiveness of the IARP. And that is not a Louisville thing only. That is everybody who is dealing with this entity. We talked with Pat Forty and everybody else. I mean, for the last year and a half. I mean, just nothing has come from that. I'm not sure they exist. Okay. That's fine to have that sort of conversation. That was then. The Dino stuff added to this is on you, not them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely,
This now being elongated, if you will, in some sort of way. You like that?
I do,
That's a Football Friday. A little elongation, Jack,
on a Football Friday.
Ah, yes.
Finally.
An NOA Friday. Yeah. We should see if Drake can cut NOA Friday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that seems to happen more often than Football Friday.
Yes. You know what? You're right. Or almost equal.
So,
either that or... It's always something, man.
It's always something.
We spent more time talking about this and the UK football grand jury thing than we have.
Well, I mean, it's the stories, man.
It is what it is.
Oh, no, I'm not saying we're wrong. I'm just saying, you know, it's unfortunate.
People listen to Sweet Home Alabama.
Over and over again.
I don't know what to tell you. So that's a timeline thing. I mean, this is added on. Well, this was on you, okay? And then that leads to this. And we said it earlier, but another fascinating tentacle of all of this is Chris Mack taping that conversation.
Man, yeah.
Because Chris Mack, now, is the game rigged? I want to answer that question. Because here's my thought process.
Okay.
Chris Mack, and we don't know, it's all hypothetical.
Yeah.
Is it as simple as Chris Mack not having someone in there when he fired Dino Gaudio? Has it changed the fortunes of Earth, if you will, that could potentially lose Chris Mack his job? Because while being the victim and being extorted, he also became the guilty member, according to his school and probably the NCAA.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. I just get crushed all the time.
Yeah.
By everybody, by people here. I get crushed all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Sweeney, why were you even talking about that? You're way too negative. And I'm
right.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, guys, the tape, there was the evidence. No wonder this took them no time in a turnaround. No wonder
they admitted to it.
No wonder
on the tape
in the timeline.
Said, yeah, we did
in
this.
The timeline of the NCAA. We just talked about the Dino Gaudio story. Yeah. Usually it takes like 9 months to get anything. Well, here's the evidence. Chris Mack talking about it right here.
No investigation needed.
And so I don't. And of course the game's not rigged. It would be don't do these wrong things, and you don't have to worry about additional level two violations. That's the it all goes
or being
back.
Extorted.
Yeah, it all goes back to the origin. But I mean, Chris Mack taping that and not having someone in there, we'll never know if Dino Gaudio would have had the sack that he had, because the next day he did not.
No, he wanted
we'll
to get
never
out of
know
there.
If he would have had the sack. If there's an HR personnel, if they know security's there, if Kenny Klein's or whatever, whoever
or officer
needs, yeah, who
Q or
it was
whatever
Q, was it Q?
It was Q. I think it's officer
if Q,
Q
needs to be around.
Yeah,
or we'll never know. But this turned into the school's like, okay, great that we can beat this extortion charge, but you look like a dope. Here's 6 games, and now the NCAA is saying, thanks for the evidence.
Appreciate
Here's
it.
Two level twos when that can lose you a job making $4 million plus.
Yeah.
Right?
It all comes down to that decision. That decision he made where he decided, I'm friends with these guys. I don't need HR. I can hammer this out on my own.
Potentially
my
critical.
Buddies. Yeah. That decision, it went bad with Luke Murray, but not as bad as it did with Dino Gaudio. You know?
It's unbelievable.
It just is absolutely unbelievable. It's something that
give
the
me
ties
one,
all
this, give,
oh,
me
yeah,
one, give,
yeah.
give me one
yeah,
more.
Sure, absolutely.
Last one. What happens? None of us have any idea.
None.
I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
Right.
What happens? I don't know.
What's
I mean, if
the
these end up being level twos, which I think they are level twos, I don't know, then we have evidence that they like Chris Mack. We also have evidence that people in high positions don't like Chris Mack.
Or at least don't like his decision
yeah,
making.
Yeah, yeah. Are very skeptical in some sort of way at Chris Mack. So what happens there? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. If you made me choose, I would say enjoy this season.
Yeah.
I would say enjoy this season. That would be my answer to everything. Yeah, I mean, and I don't know. But this process is going to play out into 2022. That was said in the release by U of L. So, again, I think this season is safe. I think Louisville's going to lose something. I mean, I don't know if this is like, hey, now instead of maybe 1 year away from the tournament, how about two? How about additional penalties? Your guess is as good as mine, man.
Well,
your guess is as good as mine. To me, anything could be on the table, and you're a Louisville fan, you know anything is on the table.
Yeah.
It would be stupid to be ignorant. It would be ignorant to be ignorant about how anything could happen here, because we know that there is dissatisfaction, okay? And how things were handled, got a guy suspended 6 games, and how things were handled is part of Louisville basketball being in trouble here and continuing to take hits and continuing to not be the product that we know it should be.
It historically has been.
And I have a feeling that this Chris Mack stuff is going to be really divisive within a fan base.
100%. They're already going at
it. Well, because I think Chris Mack is overwhelmingly liked in the fan base.
Oh, I would agree with that.
I think, and maybe I'm wrong here, would you guys agree?
I agree. If
75% right now at least would ride or die right now with Chris Mack.
Yeah.
How does that change in the next few weeks? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, will people just bury their head in the sand and say, well, what's two more level twos on top of it?
Yeah,
what's another coach? I'll love the next coach. And, we'll just move on. And maybe that's the answer and maybe that's the case. I don't know. But I have a feeling this decision, you talk about a divisive nature, you already have rumors of this not being, this not being a Neely and Tyree decision with the 6-game suspension where everyone was just believing, if there's any sort of fracture there, if there's people, Board of Trustee members that are done with Chris Mack, and you combine that with this NCAA stuff, I mean, there are going to be people that want Chris Mack and there are going to be people that do not. And that is going to be divisive. It's going to be divisive, within the university, within the school, within the fan base, how the media covers, the happenings here. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, But some of that stuff today, I don't want to underplay it either. There are things that we learned today, and I believe the NCAA hammer grew today, and that is never a good thing. And I believe one of Louisville's, even though this is petty, stupid stuff, okay, and I'm with you, I'm with you. Part of Louisville's greatest argument kind of went out the window, that we've been on the straight and narrow, and it's proving you haven't. Even though it's stupid and I don't care, give any respect to the NCAA. So there you go. You look good today.
Thank you.
Look
thank
at you.
You.
What? Just, why are you not balling the Crocs anymore? You're turning on me.
These are really comfortable.
Oh, to hell with you.
They are. They're very comfortable.
What's he wearing?
It's like these boat shoes.
Hey dudes.
Yeah,
they're super comfortable. They're light on your feet.
Ugh.
But the new Crocs, the new Crocs that I bought,
$30.
Yeah,
they have ones $30.
Oh, do they?
Just your kind.
Oh, really? I might have to look and get some of those.
How about that?
I might do that, but it's summertime, so
if only they sell them
right.
So what do you guys think? Go ahead, tell me. I talked for a while, but I want to throw it out there. We'll do that again at 5:00.
Yeah,
and we'll kind of talk about these different things. This is my reaction. In the highlights of things that I think conversations that have now picked up because of today.
Well, two things. Number one, as you said earlier, we don't know what's going to happen. I think that now we have a better idea as far as the NCAA is concerned. Pat Forty's been saying for years that Louisville fans should expect a multiple-year postseason ban. That was pushed against. Eric Crawford today said, you know what your best case scenario is, in his opinion, is that you just get one ban, that you just get one postseason ban. Second thing I was thinking about,
that conversation
has now changed dramatically.
Some have. I don't know where I'm at with that conversation. I'm not ready to have the multi-year ban.
When you lump it all together, I think that's part of the conversation.
That might be.
You didn't learn your lesson. We told you.
Listen, I'm with you.
Like you said earlier, you did all this stuff to oust Jurich, to oust Pitino, to oust his whole staff, all of that, yet you come back and you're still bleeping
Fair
up.
Fair enough.
That's kind of my take on it. The second part is this. When you were discussing the 6-game suspension, I had a Louisville fan on Twitter that was like, you know, I said Chris Mack might be in trouble. He comes back, he says, well, you know, he's already had a 6-game suspension. He's already been punished. What was that punishment for? Was it for going – this is what it was for. It was for going against protocol. That was what that 6-game suspension was for, going against protocol in his firing process. Now you add to the fact that not only did he go against protocol, he just got slapped with 2 level 2 violations. That 6-game suspension
didn't have to be confirmed, but that is the allegation.
That's
right.
The allegation by the NCAA has to be confirmed. Though that's
which is going
to
take a while.
It will. That 6-game suspension that people are like, he's already been punished. He's already been punished. That was just for how he fired people. That was not for level 2 violations, potentially.
I would totally agree.
Louisville fans need to come to grips with that. That 6-game suspension has nothing to do with what came out today.
Louisville fans need to come to grips with Chris Mack might not be your head coach for the future.
And they're kind of like that, but it's just I
don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I
don't know. I have no idea. I'm not giving you a prediction. I just think like you do that conversation isn't out of line to throw that out
there.
Well,
it's
not out of line.
It was like when you and I sat here in March, late February, early March, and said, hey, don't mess around and lose to a Duke team that's not going to the NCAA tournament and jeopardize yourself and have to sweat. Oh, you are haters. You don't blah, blah, blah. I said, no, we're not doing this to be haters. We're just saying this might be something to pay attention to. That's kind of the feeling I have with this. We're not trying to be a hater. I'm not trying to be a hater. But I'm telling you, you need to pay attention to this in regards to Chris Mack's job, to Chris Mack's employment. Because, what Andy was saying earlier, you have a faction or multiple people that might not be big Chris Mack fans or at least big fans in his decision-making. This is something you need to pay attention to. There's a lot that would go into not having him as coach. And do Louisville... The brass at Louisville, they really want to be back again in another coaching search, Andy. Do they want to be back again with, we might have to pay this guy? Those are questions that need to be, you know, thought about as well. What kind of position does Louisville basketball want to be in? Are they cool with Chris Mack potentially doing these level 2 violations? Can they just say, okay, we can move on for that? Or is that just, we're super pissed off now? Because if you got to replace a coach, that has to take a job where potentially they're missing out on multiple seasons, postseasons, man, that's going to be tough. Do they just have to bite the bullet with Chris Mack and just stick with him? Because that would be a tremendously difficult coaching search.
And that's what Louisville's looking at.
Yeah, I don't know what you do if you get rid of Chris Mack in the heck of all this.
They might be in a position where they have to keep
him. I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of where I've been at. I mean, I don't think you should fire Chris Mack over, yes, at the end of the day, it is just, you know, petty, stupid stuff that's getting marked on level two stuff, and it's getting blown out because of everything else that's gone in the back, and everything you've said about how you can't do that in the spot that Louisville is. I agree with all that. But if you fire Chris Mack, who the heck are you going to get? I mean, no one's going to want to take that job, and that's not a knock on U of L. That's just because U of L, if you take all the NCAA stuff out, is easily a top 10 job in the country. It is. But if you're looking at, if you're a guy that's a rising star in college basketball,
at Arkansas. By the way,
but if you're one of those guys, and you look at someone who's trying to take that next step and to be one of the bigger places in the sport, would you want to go to a place that's had all these NCAA issues and just fired a coach for recruitment videos and having graduate assistants on the court? Does that sound like a place you would want to go to that would have that quick of a trigger could have postseason bans and all that stuff? Yeah.
You guys are on. You guys are presenting what is going to be now the conversation here.
Absolutely,
this is the conversation that we're going to be having.
I don't think this is it right here. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to fire Mac either.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I don't think they fire Mac right now because of everything I just said. I don't think you can afford to fire Mac, and I don't think they should fire Mac.
Yeah,
there you go.
No, I think you and I are on the same page with that, Jack. I mean, I'm with you. And yes, I did see what Nate Oates did.
Dame Bradley.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's the number one point guard in the class. That's a good job by him. But look, Cal still got the number one player in the class, the number four player in the class.
I thought Cal was known for getting point guards.
Oh God,
he's got three guards. Well, he will have three guards.
You know,
not
you know
the number one point guard.
You know why I'm glad that Jaden Bradley went to Alabama?
It's secured.
Not only because, you'll see the games. If you would have went to Arizona, that assistant from Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Arizona, and he's had, three players take, pretty much that he wanted. People thought, yeah.
Ty was one of them.
Yeah. Just taking
right from striking out,
him.
Man. He just makes me happy. I hope Mark Few's coaching tree just withers and collapses to the ground. That's what I hope for his stupid coaching.
Is that what it is? Nate Oates is great, dude.
He's good.
Muss is great.
I like it. Let's go. We got some competition. Let's go. Pearl's even taking a little back seat right now. Pearl, you hadn't heard much from Pearl lately, have you? Auburn's not getting these dudes all of a sudden. Muss and Oates, they're taking it from him.
There it is.
Pearl, what are you going to do?
What a crappy.
Pearl, you like that?
The SEC West in basketball.
Powerhouses.
437-9680. Quick break. We'll read your text. Tons of reaction. It's a football Friday, kind of. We'll do
kinda
some mixtape. Lee Sterling at 420. It's the take on a Friday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.